Tune in to Good at Heart and you'll hear how the Possible Futures Book Space in New Haven supports their community.
We think about it as a publicly owned offering. Like, it doesn't just belong to us, it belongs to anyone who needs to use it for what they want to use it for.
I'm Randy Kay, host of Good at Heart. Subscribe to our podcast and hear more stories like this at WSHU.org.
You're listening to WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. The accused Long Island serial killer's guilty plea is bittersweet for the victims' families. That's ahead, but first, a new deal clears the way for a Tweed Airport expansion, plus an effort in Connecticut to connect local farmers with food banks. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garon. Tweed New Haven Airport has announced a new deal that clears the way for a major expansion project. WSHU's Shelley Hessman-Kadish reports the agreement comes after years of pushback.
The airport's operator says the mutually approved deal is a first step toward a final agreement to expand Tweed. The original plans called for a new runway, passenger terminal, parking garage, and roads in and out of the airport. They were on hold until planners could reach a compromise on how traffic would flow through New Haven and East Haven. Under a potential commitment with the state legislature, Connecticut would pay about $50 million to build a public safety complex, improve infrastructure, and provide payment in lieu of taxes to both cities. All federal, state, and local approvals would be required for any project going forward. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
U.S. Representative Nick LaLota from Long Island wants to maintain the extension on the state and local tax deductions. WSHU's Aiden Stang has more.
For the 2025 tax year, the cap on federal, state, and local tax deductions, also known as SALT, was expanded from $10,000 to $40,000. But it's set to return to $10,000 after 2029. Bloomberg News reports that LaLota wants to extend the cap of $40,000 past 2029. SALT deductions were a key negotiating piece for New York and New Jersey lawmakers during spending negotiations last July due to those states' high incomes, property values, and local taxes. Aiden Stang, WSHU News.
The Connecticut Attorney General wants state regulators to reconsider the sale of the water company Aquarion. It comes after officials found a major miscalculation that could result in nearly $500 million in losses. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
Attorney General William Tong and Consumer Counsel filed a petition with the state's Public Utilities Regulatory Authority. They say there were major financial and legal errors in the acquisition agreement. The miscalculation would result in nearly $500 million in projected rate increases. Tong says the error would mean that customers of the Bridgeport-based utility would be forced to pay. Tong says the discovery of the miscalculation is, quote, a bombshell that blows open the entire Aquarion decision. If the deal moves forward, Aquarion would become a new company owned by the New Haven-based Regional Water Authority, which would make it a quasi-public entity and take it out from under state regulation. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
If you've spent any time on Long Island's South Shore beaches, you're definitely familiar with this sound. This is WSHU's Birdsong Break, and this week's bird is the American oystercatcher. These large shorebirds have striking red beaks used to pry open shellfish. They call our region's beaches home in the spring and summer. Take a breath, listen, and let nature remind you to slow down. This has been WSHU's Bird Song Break featuring the American Oyster Catcher. Special thanks to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and visit WSHU.org for more. Rex Huerman of Massapequa Park admitted this week to killing 8 women. A deep dive into the ongoing saga is coming up.
On your commute, on your walk, on your couch. With the WSHU app, you can stream your favorite shows, check playlists, and catch up on podcasts anytime. Plus, you can send us feedback right in the app. Tell us what you love or what you'd like more of. Download the WSHU app free on the App Store or Google Play.
A member of the Smithtown Town Board was charged with assault after a physical confrontation at a board meeting this week. Councilman Tom McCarthy accuses Councilman Thomas Lohman of punching him in the jaw and shoving his shoulder. McCarthy told News 12 the incident happened during a private executive session. U.S. Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut have introduced legislation that would restrict sports team owners' rights to move teams. This comes as the Connecticut Sun women's basketball team is in the process of being sold and moved to Texas. The bill would require a year of notice when a team may be sold and for community buying options to be considered. Long Island remains at high risk for brush fires. Firefighters have put out at least three in Suffolk County over the last week and a half. Conditions are ripe for the fires to start because of dry conditions, low humidity, and high winds. New York is under a statewide burn ban through May 14th. Connecticut is spending $1.5 million to boost the purchase of locally grown food by food pantries across the state. WSHU's Ebong Udama has the details.
The money from the state's local food purchase assistance program is going out as grants to 12 food pantries, community health centers, and nonprofits across the state. Governor Ned Lamont says the aim is to increase access to local farm produce for those in need in the wake of federal cuts to such programs.
What I really love about this program is getting fresh, organic, healthy food to people who need it the most, who otherwise would not be able to get it. And make sure that folks who need it get the very best food there is.
State officials estimate the grants will benefit about 60,000 Connecticut residents. Ebon Udama, WSH News.
The Long Island serial killer case has haunted the region since 2010, when police first began to discover bodies near Gilgo Beach. Now, Rex Huerman admitted this week to killing eight women. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports the guilty pleas are bittersweet for these victims' families, but the saga is far from over.
For over a decade, the so-called Long Island serial killer became the subject of true crime documentaries and podcasts, books and movies, and an obsession for amateur internet sleuths. But inside a Riverhead courtroom Wednesday, the accused serial killer, Rex Huerman, stood before a judge and the public. He admitted to strangling, killing, and in some cases dismembering eight women as far back as 1993.
Do you understand that by pleading guilty to a charge, that is the same as if you had gone for trial and been found guilty of that charge?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you understand that by pleading guilty, you're waiving a number of very important rights?
Yes, Your Honor.
The guilty plea from this father and former architect from Massapequa Park sounds like the end of a gruesome chapter in Long Island history. And for some of his victims' families, it is.
Today is not about the person responsible. Today is about the women's lives who were stolen. It is about their voices, their future, and their families.
That's Melissa Cann. Huerman admitted to killing her sister, Connecticut native Maureen Brainerd Barnes, in 2007. At a news conference after the plea hearing, Cann addressed her sister directly, 19 years after her murder.
Justice has finally found its way to you. Your voice was never silenced, your story never forgotten, and your life will always be more than the tragedy that took you.
Law enforcement officials close to the case say their work is far from over. After all, these eight women who Huerman admitted to killing were not the only unsolved murders on Long Island. There's other victims who were discovered right around Huerman's dumping ground near Gilgo Beach, whose killers haven't been identified. Ray Tierney is Suffolk County District Attorney. He says the Gilgo Beach Homicide Task Force's work is ongoing.
This case closes and another one opens. You know, there are still, you know, bodies on that beach. There are still bodies in Suffolk County. There's no rest for the weary. We are going to continue to work with our partners and to try to obtain closure for as many families as we can.
Eventually, Huerman's DNA will enter the massive criminal database maintained by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, known as CODIS. It's like a clearinghouse for DNA evidence collected from jurisdictions all around the country. That includes crime scenes, unidentified remains, and missing persons. Tierney did not rule out new murder charges.
The plea and the coverage pertains to the 8 women that we were discussed in court today. That's it.
Part of the plea deal for the 8 requires Huerman to work with a specialized unit at the FBI that studies criminal behavior. Tierney described Huerman's interaction with that team as academic, not investigatory.
And one of its core missions is like a clinical role. In other words, they're going to interview the defendant, gain insight into his motivations and background as a sort of an academic and scientific exercise.
Huerman's sentencing hearing is set for June. Tierney's recommending 3 consecutive life sentences plus 100 years with no chance for parole. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
For the news you trust and music you love, listen to us on the radio. Stream at WSHU.org or with the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, join us over on Instagram. We'd love to connect with you on there. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garon. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.